爸爸。爸爸。
Hey everybody, and welcome to Dad Without a Dad. That is Dad Without a Dad. My name is Jose de la Roca, and you guys could find out more about my new adventures, my services, and everything else at my website, josedelaroca.com.
Hey everyone, my name is Andy Griffiths. You can find me on Twitter, at GamingGoodness. I am not going on new adventures, but that's okay.
Well, you kind of are, because that's kind of the reason why we're like ending this 6-year journey. By the way, if you're new to this podcast and you just wandering into this episode and say, this is a funny name, Dad Without a Dad. And the description says two dads who didn't have a dad growing up talking about adventures and video games and dad jokes. Welcome. This is our last episode. We have been doing this for about 6 years. Andy and I didn't have dads growing up for different reasons, and now we're dads. And for 6 years, we've been talking about so many wonderful things. And everything started because I wrote a book about 6 years ago, and I wanted to promote the book. And then I decided to invite my good friend Andy, who I met at E3 back in the days. And it turns out that he also didn't have a dad growing up, and he just wanted to tell his stories, and I also wanted to tell our stories. And that's how we started the podcast. And you have 168 episodes that you could listen to. I recorded the episodes in different countries, in different states. Andy in different types of haircuts, with a beard, no beard, in different parts of his house. I changed like locations many times, but I mean, how
broken
are you?
Broken bones as well. Some of us had broken bones during the recording. Some of us are super ill. I've had two kids in that time. Like, I think one of the reasons why I remember you were the first person I ever told that, like, me and my wife were pregnant and like were expecting, and we had a scan and it was all okay, because I wasn't in a position to tell work yet, even though I was over in LA on a work thing, and I didn't tell any of my friends yet. So technically you were the first person to know that my son like existed and was a tangible being. So that was really cool. So yeah, and then I cast my mind back, I think you text me and were like, oh yeah, I'm starting to think about doing a podcast. How do you think about doing a podcast? And I was like, yeah, I've never done a podcast before. That'd be great. So yeah, it's been crazy. We've done lots in like, when you told me before we started recording that it's been 6 years, I was like, shit, yeah, it has been. It's been 6 years.
So now, let me ask you this. Did you think it was going to come this far?
It's weird. Like, so when we started doing it, it was very much a panicky thing of, you know, we're about to have a baby. You've had a baby before, so you would be able to give me hints and tips and stuff. And you definitely did. And then it became this weird, like, time capsule for my son. So if something happened to me, well, like I was, you know, like my dad passed away when he was, you know, not old, from a heart condition. And like this podcast kind of became this weird, like, time capsule, just in case I wasn't here, that my son could still listen to me and still listen to my voice and still like get an idea of, you know, because you must have had the same when you had your son, right? Like, you really miss having a dad to go to with, like, this thing's weird, how does this work, or my wife is currently doing this, or, you know, just a way or a place to get advice. And I just didn't have that. So yeah, it kind of, at the relationship of doing it, kind of became a, like, it was a constant check-in. It was a really useful, like, mental health wellness check-in for me, which is like maybe not the most entertaining podcast idea in the world, but like for me it was really good to like just bounce off my recent learnings or recent problems or recent experiences that I had with my son and he was growing up. And obviously your son is a couple of years older than mine. So it was really, I just found it super useful. and it was just good to check in all the time. And I think what I found recently is that, like, a little bit like you were alluding to before, like, life's gotten very hectic. Got two kids now. And I, you know, working more. One of them's getting to a point. Well, one of them's definitely at school. The second one's getting close to getting to going to school. And just time's super short. And I kind of, you know, wanted to... I kind of wanted to keep going as long as we could, really. But at the same time, I knew, like, you know, we had that Christmas break. It was really nice to not record one during Christmas. And then, like, most of January went by. And it was really nice to not record during January as well. Like, I miss talking to you.
Well, that's the answer, right? It was nice not to record.
Yeah, but, like, it was, though, right? Like, it's...
Well, it's like a relationship, right? I mean, we're not tied to anything. For example, like I recorded a podcast when I have another podcast. It's just me, and I was talking about how I'm not the same person I was 15 years ago. And a friend of mine keeps thinking, well, he's not a friend of mine because I haven't talked to him in a long time, and I don't plan to. But he still thinks I'm the same way, and he's going through the same stuff that he was going back in the days, and I don't want to associate with that. So I literally, the podcast was saying goodbye to that me and that friend, because I don't want to deal with him anymore, and he's going through stuff, and it's not who I was anymore, right? Like, the person who I was 15 years ago, I was a drunk alcoholic, and now I'm a different person, and I'm even a different person from who I was when I met you too, right? So did I think it was going to last this long? I don't think so, but I'm glad it did. And the funny thing is that, you know, you're saying how we were going through the same things. And for those who are still listening and are listening to this for the first time, so Andy lives in England. He's a Caucasian man with hair, and is British and tall. And I live here in California, in the United States. I was born and raised in Guatemala. I don't have hair on the top of my head. I have a big beard. I'm super tiny, and I'm brown, and we still go through the same shit. So that means, like, fatherhood is like sports. It's for everybody, right? Everybody goes through the same shit, no matter who you are, what you do, what you speak, how you look like. And it was a very good therapy session. I mean, sucks for me now that I'm gonna have to pay $100 a week for therapy, but before we keep saying the goodbyes and everything, I want to tell you a story, because it was very funny to realize what had happened to me and everything, because this podcast started 6 years ago when I wrote a book, and the book was called How to Be a Dad Without a Dad. I mean, it is called that. And we named the podcast the same thing. And then it turns out that it was a long title, so we shortened it. And that's why Dad Without a Dad is here. And the thing is that I wrote that book 6 years ago. And at the time, I didn't have money to pay for a really good copywriter. Or I didn't know how to write a book. I didn't know how to publish a book. So everything was brand new. And I did the book. I paid somebody on Fiverr $100 to help me. You helped me, but it wasn't really professional. And I kept thinking that it wasn't done. And I let it sit there for 6 years. And this year I was able to save money and pay somebody really good money to help me improve the book and finally make the book better and finally have a finished book after 6 years. Now, the funny thing about it is that we started the podcast 6 years ago. We're finishing the podcast 6 years ago. This 6 years after, and I'm finishing my book too. And a week ago, my son, my girl, got sick. My girl got sick, and then she got my son sick. and my son got really sick. And I think it was the first time he, as a grown human being, experienced like what a fever is. He was cold. Yeah. He didn't know how to handle it. He had body aches. And people who listen to the podcast know that I'm very paranoid. I think the worst always, I struggle when my son gets sick. I'm getting better at it. And then he had fever for a long time. And then on a Saturday, he had a fever of 104. And then on Sunday, he started his fever on Friday. On Sunday, he had like blue nails. And that's when I decided to take him to the urgent care. And the guy at the urgent care said that the nails were normal. It's just the body, you know, not passing oxygen to the hands because it basically needs all the oxygen it has to help fight whatever is happening to him. High fevers is normal for little kids, not to worry about it. And most likely it's a virus that will pass away. And it continued to happen and blah, blah, blah. But I was really struggling mentally because he kept having fevers and stuff like that. And his fever went away. He went to school. They came back. Then I had to take him to the doctor again. It was a whole week of him being sick and me dying internally and mentally. And finally, they test him and he had influenza A, which is the bad one. That's like bird flu. And they gave him medicine for it. But when I was going through my anxiety and everything, I decided to look at my book, the one that I'm re-releasing right now. And one of the chapters of that book that I wrote 6 years ago is called 105. And everything that happened to my son 6 years ago, it happened to him this time. It was fucking incredible. High fevers. We took him to a doctor. He had blue fingers and blue nails and blue toes and everything. And it was just such a circle of life that happened that I wrote what I went through 6 years ago. And I'm reliving that shit again. He didn't go 105, but he had 100, almost 104. But just, yeah. I don't know. Of course, it's not funny and anything that what happened to my son, trust me, I die every time he coughs, has a fever, and that's why I tell people I can't have another kid because I struggle when he gets sick a lot, and then I get mad because they don't take care of themselves, blah, 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 blah. Yeah. But it was just a circle of life that 6 years ago, I wrote about the same experiences I'm happening right now. 6 years ago, we started that podcast and we're finishing now. 6 years ago, I wrote that book and I'm finally closing that chapter as well. So that's what I wanted to say, how like I was struggling and then I read my book and I felt comfort saying that it's going to be okay. And, you know, this podcast it's going to be okay, you know?
Yeah. And I think that's super important. And I think it shows you that like we can't keep all the information that we need to like help out with parenting all the time. Like, you know, you forget stuff. And I think that's why this thing's been super, super useful to me. Is that like, just even just like before the podcast, like we recorded, I just scrolled through Spotify and just seeing like the episode descriptions and the names and all that. Yeah, it's just mental. I remember the one that I will always remember is the time when we couldn't record, but you did an episode anyway because my daughter was born. And I remember sending you like a 5-minute just rambling clip of me just talking in the middle of the night after I put her down. And like, I literally sound like death. Like my voice is all croaky and crackly and I'm just not really making much sense at all. And you played bits of it. You actually cleaned it up, which was really nice. but yeah, I think, you know, the book is the same. Like the book is super, super valuable. And I think that, you know, just because you and me aren't recording anymore, like, you know, when you sent me that text about your son and it being influenza A and all that stuff, like, you know, we're still going to be around. We can still support each other. There is still that unified experience, right, of what we're both going through. So, yeah, it's super important. Everyone needs a dad friend. And like, I'm really lucky that mine's like on the other side of the world and can basically not talk shit about me to my wife. So yeah, it's a good thing. Definitely a good thing.
Yeah, it wasn't. First of all, I want to say thank you. Thanks for sharing all that. Thanks for doing this with me. I said in the I did a little promotional video because that's who I am. I always try to promote this shit. I love you, man. Thanks for doing this. You know, my one bed, my two bedroom apartment is always open for you. You. Hopefully, you come for the World Cup. Make sure you already book it because it turns out there's a lot of people coming now. Like this month, I have a lot of people coming over, and now they. I'm going to have to start turning people away and shit like that. But anyways, yeah, man, it was just, it was a very useful, nice, peaceful, like therapy session. And knowing that everything's going to be okay is really important for me. I had to learn it the hard way for my mental issues. I was very open how... I didn't have a dad growing up. He didn't like do harm to me. He was just never there. So he just did mental harm to me. My mom had her struggles with alcohol and, you know, I don't think she was ready to be a mom. And probably that affected me too. She's a great grandma now. She changed. Good for her. Just like me, I struggle with alcohol. I was able to change. I'm still trying to change and be better. We just had a little discussion with my partner and I, how like, you know, all I want to do is try to improve, but sometimes I could be like very anal or very structure based. And I'm not your typical partner where like I'm going to be holding hands, but I'm going to encourage you to exercise and eat better and be better financially. I'm not going to buy you like fucking something for Valentine's, but I am going to take you out, you know, some lunch to work one day just because I feel like it. It's just me. I'm a weird, difficult person to live with, but all I want is the best for my loved ones, for you, Mr. Andy Griffith. I got to meet your wonderful family. We saw each other in Ireland, which is an amazing fucking cool thing. I'm wearing my Portsmouth jersey that you guys got me. I always thought I would be recording the last podcast at your house, but it just, the truth is that we just got stuff to do, right? Like that's basically what it is. You have more important things to do, which is the truth, which is, are your kids. And then you, and then your wife, and then the 20 cats that you have. Same thing as me. I have my son, which, by the way, his name is Ian de la Roca. I didn't say his name for 6 years and 167 episodes. But there it is. Very proud of him. I push him too much because I expect a lot, but I do communicate. And that's pretty much it. Like, I'm about to lose one of my jobs. They already told me that I'm going to lose one of my jobs. So I'm going to be making half of what I'm making now. But I was prepared because I knew this day would come. And I will be fine. We'll be fine. And then it's funny. Every time I tell somebody that I'm about to lose my job, everybody is like, ah, you're a hustler. You'll be fine. And I'm like, yes, but at least on sympathy, motherfucker. I don't know when, but I will be losing one of my full-time, well, one of my biggest jobs. So I'll be making half of what I'm making now. I'm prepared for it. So we'll be okay. And somehow I'll find something to do because that's what I do. I will keep trying to be a good dad. People say, oh, you're a great dad. And that's not right. Like, I'm just trying to be an okay dad, and I'm going to be making mistakes along the way. And even with my girl, like, it's just the three of us. I don't care about anybody else but the three of us. And I'm not going to make mistakes, but that's okay. And all I could do is, if I make a mistake, I will sit down with Ian and explain to him what I'm trying to do with him. And hopefully he gets it. And if he doesn't, well, at least I try, right?
Yeah, exactly. And I think that's like, that's another reason as well. Like, you know, there's been times, and I'm sure you must have had it as well, where you like have had a bad day with the kids or kid. and you're like, right, okay, now I gotta, you know, talk about how to be a better parent on a podcast, or like, you know, and it's difficult. It takes stuff out of you, I think. And I think the other thing it does is like it makes you one step removed. Like I'm trying to, you know, the thing that I'm trying to work on is to be more present. Like I am always there present physically, but mentally I'm not always there and engaged. So I'm trying to work on that a little bit. And I think like, you know, it's, you'll definitely be fine, man. Like everyone says, you are a hustler, so you'll be totally fine. You'll be telling me what you do next, and I'll be like, holy shit, that's awesome. You should do that. So that would be good. But I think for me, like, you know, I'm on my side, it's kind of happened a bit too early, really, to a certain extent, but I've gone back into the world of work a couple of days a week, and I'm starting to get more people reach out to me to do consultancy stuff as well, which is fun and good. But like, obviously it just takes up more time. But a little bit like you, like, I'm just like, you're really, for financial planning, you're really good. And you, basically have investments, and you try and diversify your savings and stuff like that. And I haven't done that. So I have to put the work in kind of now, I would say, to try and like build up a little bit of a, we'd call it a kitty in the UK, but I think you just over there, you'd say like a savings egg or a nesting egg, where like just in case something goes wrong, like there's enough money to kind of keep us going. So yeah, I think, you know, really enjoy doing this podcast with you. You know, who knows, we might, when you pop round, we do it in person in like 20 years time or 10 years time or whatever. But yeah, it's been a blast. And I think, you know, every single day there is stuff, or at least regularly, at least once a week, where there's something that happens with my son. I'm like, oh, I remember because Jose told me that, or, oh yeah, Jose had that issue with Ian or whatever. So, you know, it's always super useful. And I'm hoping that we, you know, if you've listened to this podcast over the years, you know, hopefully we've helped in that regard as well, or at least made parenting a bit less, like it's quite sanitized, the opinion of parenting or the projection of parenting that's out there. So hopefully we've made it a little bit more realistic and achievable, I think.
Yeah. Well, I do be sooner than later than I go there, because, Paulina, which is my wife, girlfriend, she wants to go, to Italy. For a big birthday that she's having. I don't think I'm allowed to say the number. That okay, definitely no. Will keep it to myself. because Andy and I get in trouble for stuff like that. Actually, more Andy than me. Yeah, but the thing is that she wants to go to Italy. And, you know, like I told her one time, if that's the thing that you want to do, let's make it happen, because it's one of those things, I'm here to support you. So if it's something that you really want to do it, let's do it. No matter what happens with money, or if we buy a house or blah, blah, blah. The thing is, like, I don't want her to be older and look back and say, oh, I should have went, right? It's one of those things. I'm here to support her. So I told her one day, if you want to go, figure it out and you come back and tell us we are going. Or we're not going, but I don't want you to later on in life be like, oh, I should have went, because either we go or we don't. And that's your decision, I told her. So we're going to be going to Italy either next year or in 2 years. But it turns out it's cheaper if we go to England, and from England, we just go to Italy. So we're going to go to England, say hi to Andy for 2 days, and then we'll go to Italy and come back and be with Andy for like a couple hours. And then come back. So, because it's like right now we're recording in 2024 in March, and right now if I want to go to Italy, it's like per ticket is $1,400, but if I go to England, it's $600. So
what?
Well, we're going in now. We're going to either April or September.
Oh, okay, cool.
And then, but those are our, but yeah. So if we want to go during those days straight from here to Italy, it's $1,400. But if we stop by England, it's $600. So you'll be seeing this fucking face pretty soon. So, yeah, you know,
that'd be great. That'd be great. We could definitely do that. I can even
get all the crew together so they could take me to the stadium. I'm wearing my jersey, y'all.
Yeah. We can take you for Fratton Park. That'd be amazing. You say April and September. Either way, that would work. God knows. God knows what league Pompey's going to be in at that point. But yeah, hopefully up. Could even be a premiership team.
All right, so what's going on with you and what's next, man?
So for me, it's like our daughter is a massive ball of energy and is like so different from my son. It's unbelievable. So my son goes to school obviously 5 days a week. My daughter is going to nursery, but we are like entertaining her like lots and lots and taking her places. So that's taken up a lot of my time, but like in a really nice way. I've got more work with one company that I do most of my work with, and I've got more consultancy stuff coming in all the time. I think I need to raise my prices or something because I don't know why that keeps happening. And then obviously my daughter starts school in like basically a year and a couple of months time. So, you know, I'm really like, God, if you go back to like episode 10, I think I talk about this, but I talk about the guilt of like, and then I worked for a developer based in Portsmouth called Free Jam, and they had this bizarre system where like it was implied overtime. So you get paid a salary, but you don't get paid overtime. So salary is like a finite amount of money per month or per year. And then overtime would just be, oh, hey, we've got an update going live tomorrow for this live game. So you have to stay with the rest of the team. And I'm like, oh, okay, I work in marketing and PR, so I don't need to do that. There's no point in me staying extra hours. I can't achieve more work doing that. And they're like, oh, you have to stay anyway for the good of the team. So for the first year of my son's life, like I was staying late a lot, like some weeks, like 3 out of the 5 days. Which doesn't sound like a lot, but when you are also traveling around and when your wife is at home, has been with the baby all day, and then you have to call and say, oh, man, I have to work until like 11 o'clock at night, so I can't help with bedtime either. It was just really, really shit. So I've tried to not do that with my daughter, and I'm having an absolute blast spending time with her and just making the most of things, really. So that's my plan over the next year and year and a bit before she starts school, is just to absolutely make the most of her age. Like she's 2 and a couple of months at the moment. And like, that's like the best age. Like I took her on a train today and she was just absolutely having a blast and just looking at stuff and just being super like happy and pointing out at things and asking about words and asking what that means and asking where people have gone and where trains are going. And it's just been great. So I spent all day with her in Portsmouth, pretty much just going into shops. We fed squirrels in the park, you know, just doing all that stuff, like, you know, fun stuff that you can't really get back when they get older. Like if I asked my son to go to a park now and feed some squirrels, he'd be like, oh cool, can I take my Switch? And I'd be like, no, that's not what this is about. So, you know, that's kind of how things have changed. So I'm trying to, like I say, be in the moment more, be around more, spend time with people. You know, like my mum's not getting any younger either, so there's spending lots of time with her, and yeah, just trying to be, just being a bit more present while I can. And my, you know, my wife's work is still really good and she still has to travel a fair amount. So a lot of the parenting kind of, not parenting, but a lot of like the, you know, kind of the responsibility, if you like, of, you know, when she's working away, like it's an assumption that I can do stuff, which is good because I prefer it that way. And I owe her for that because she was that for my son. So I'm being that for my daughter. So that's kind of the plan for me over the next couple of years. And obviously, you know, other stuff as well, that's not quite as attractive, but still super important, keeping the house together, cooking, cleaning, and all that stuff. So yeah, it's good. I'm really enjoying life at the moment. Everything's really good.
Can't wait to go to your house and go and open the oven and be like, "No, Andy, get to work, motherfucker."
Exactly. Come check out my pantry, man. It's amazing. But yeah, that'd be super awesome. Like to have you, Paulina, and Ian around would be absolutely amazing. So we should definitely do that. Like, just ping me, man. You can stay as long as you want. It'd be awesome.
And you're always welcome too, man. I know you need to come and say hi to Mickey or whatever you guys want to do. which is not my thing, because I'll go because you guys are here. But other than that, fuck that shit.
Well, you've got a Universal Studios has got that Mario Land thing now, right? I want to check that shit out.
We had the pass because, anyways, podcast too short for that. let's see, things that I have learned in this 6 years is that, again, Andy and I, totally different countries, different cultures, but we're still the same, struggling as dads the same way because you know what? We care about our kids, so we're going to go through the same shit. We're all going to worry when they're sick. We're all going to get mad when they're doing stupid shit. We're going to be repeating the same shit all the time. We're going to get mad and then we're going to feel bad because we got mad. You know, we're going to think one thing, which is not really, and then struggle mentally for like one day and then recover when you see that your kid doesn't give a shit and you're like, why am I worrying about it? Another thing that I have learned is that with your partner, make sure you guys know your roles. Andy just literally said it, like literally told you, it's like, it's okay that I'm doing this right now because she did it and this is the way it is because we know our roles. That's very important in a relationship. Know your expectations. Like, I literally had that conversation with mine and I said, look, I don't expect you to do this, you know, or do that. I want you to be my companion. I want you to do this. And I laid the ground. And I also said, if I need to change, let me know, because I don't expect you to do that, but I do expect you to do this. And it's better to be honest, right? I learned that too. Another interesting thing that I learned was how awesome your community is. And I don't mean like English community. I mean like gaming community, because... Just like we're talking about fathers, same thing with the gaming community. I mean, my nephew is super tall, brown, super smart guy, and him and Andy play the same shit, know about the same shit. They probably like are friends in some kind of Steam chat room or whatever you guys call it. I still don't fucking get it.
Like Discord, but
Whatever. But that's amazing. I met Andy in E3 and I saw there were every kind of religion, look, gender in there. They were there only to do one thing and play video games, so learn about video games. That's how my nephew is. That's how my son is. That's how my friends are. That's how Andy is. That's how all the gaming community is. So even though I put limits on gaming and people had different opinions about how much you could consume, I still overall, I have a lot of respect for your community. It's an amazing community. So shout outs to that. I don't know. What have you learned in 6 years?
I've learned a lot about like South American cuisine that I didn't know before. That was good. I learned to kind of not worry as much when they're ill. I've learned to kind of put myself out there a bit more, basically following your lead, because you're so like confident and brave. Like, you don't give a shit about what people think about you. You like go for things and you never seem to have any doubts, whereas obviously you do have doubts, but you don't project them. That's super important. That's quite inspiring to me. And I think the other thing is like, it's just communication, man. Like, you know, being able to talk to someone like just having someone to talk to about this stuff has been super, super valuable to me, like I said earlier. And I also think that, you know, being able to talk to someone who's excited about games has been good as well. Like, I know that sounds really crazy, but like, it's always good to talk to someone that's not part of it. Like, I kind of had a realization about a couple of months ago, really, that basically everyone in my friendship group has like been into games since they were like 10 and have never really stopped. So we don't really see the goodness in it. It's more of just like, it's like, you know, it's like movies or music. Like, if you've always liked music and you've always liked movies, sometimes you're kind of insulated from the magic of them. Whereas talking about video games to someone that doesn't necessarily follow video games has been really, really useful and really, really nice, because I've come away after podcasts sometimes and going, ah, fucking hell, we work in a great industry. The industry's great. And these games are really cool. And it's amazing to kind of like have all these shared experiences. So, yeah. And yeah, I think that those are kind of the main takeaways. Like, it's just been just really good to have to have a space, safe space, really, to just, you know, kind of project your deepest, darkest fears and have someone get back to you and go, oh yeah, I worry about that as well, but then I do this and I think about that, and then like, oh yeah, okay, that's useful. So yeah, just having a little bit more patience goes a long way, for sure. And I think like the other thing as well is that, you know, when we first started this podcast, I was like, I was a runner. I used to do like marathons and long distance stuff and stuff like that. And as the kids have kind of got a bit older, that kind of goes away. And then every time we recorded, exactly right, you're flexing right now. Every time we recorded, I check out you and you're like flexing all muscular and all that. And I'm like, oh, shit, man, I need to get stuff back running. So yeah, that's also been a useful reminder as well. I think if we didn't have this podcast, I would be a much bigger human being than I am now. So yeah, I appreciate that.
Yeah, it's, my life is always weird because, you know, when I was 10, I was a M&M. I was like fucking an apple with legs and arms. And then I got super fit. And then my drinking started in my 20s. And by the beginning of my 30s, I was like an alcoholic, fat, like obese motherfucker, doing so many mistakes. Then I decided to quit, and then I decided to change. And my transformation to health has not been easy, because it hasn't. It's taken me 2-3 years to get where I am today, you know, March 2024, and I exercise every day now, and it's not easy at all. It's just the thing that I was telling my girl is like, just keep the routine, try to keep it up, because change is not going to come tomorrow or in a week, 2 weeks, 3 months. Change could come into 3 years, but the point is to keep doing it. And that's always been my thing. Like, whoever's still listening, you know, I was an immigrant. I did it the right way, became a citizen. I was a drinker for fun, and I succeeded in many ways. Then I became an alcoholic. At some point, I was living in a room that had a hole full of mold, drinking by myself. I was at a point of self-destruction. I could have been dead. I don't know if I did mistakes because I was a blackout drunk, so I could have, you know, I don't know what I did, to be point honest. I was a blackout drunk. So, and the reason I quit drinking is because that I wanted to become better. I started loving myself. I didn't want to be a bad influence to my nephew, who at the time was 8 or 7. I didn't want to be my dad. I didn't want to be my mom. I started to loving myself, started changing. I made a lot of mistakes, but if I was able to change, so can you. One time I decided to get fit because I wanted to not die. I have back problems, so I know I'm going to struggle with that when I get older. I'm not rich, so I need to take care of myself because I'm not going to have money to have surgeries. That's why I exercise and I eat well. I also don't want to be like some of my elders that I see daily, and I don't want to be them. And I want to look good. Why not? Fuck it. You know, but you know, why not? That's the point. But it's a struggle. And, you know, being a dad, also, I want to give a good example by doing things, not just saying it. But that's pretty much it. And Again, I thank you for sticking with this for 6 years. I thank your wife, of course. She's been amazing. Your two beautiful kids. You could hear them at the beginning of the intro. Dad Without a Dad is closing its chapter. Like, everything that I created is going to be there, but I'm not going to continue because I need to focus on me, myself, and I, my new adventures. I need to listen to myself because I keep telling my son all the time, focus, focus, focus. And I need to focus too. And that's pretty much it. I want to thank all the guests that we have had over the years. Joe, Will. Will was always here. Thank you, Will, for the support and everything. Trevor was here. Keith was here a lot. Marcy was here. Your family. Your amazing family. Your amazing family. Here. You guys are so cool. So every time, I gotta be honest, every time I see those posts online, even though they don't put you there, I know you're there. but I'm kind of jealous. I'm like, I wish I could have that. So shout outs to you and everything. Any last words, you know, before, you know, I don't know, anything that you would like to say?
Yeah, 6 years, long time. Just thank you to everyone that ever listened. We really, really appreciated it. Thank you to you, Jose, for putting it all together. Like, for me, it's been super, super easy because most of the time I just had to turn up and talk to a microphone, whereas you've, you know, put way more effort than I did in terms of like getting the show up and recorded and doing all the branding and all that stuff. So I appreciate that. Thanks to my wife and kids for basically being sleeping while I did it most of the time, which was nice. Just thank you to everyone for listening and supporting. It's been really good. Like, the support we got for this throughout has been amazing. Like, I remember there was one meeting I had with a local IT company where the one of the people that I was having a meeting with actually listened to the podcast, which was amazing. We ended up getting onto BBC local radio through this goddamn podcast somehow, because they found me apparently in a database. So that was amazing. And occasionally the BBC still, like BBC Berkshire or whatever local radio station, still calls me up to talk about podcast relating things or games related things or whatever. And I never would have had that unless we did this podcast. So that's been really cool. Just thanks to you, man, for keeping us going. It's just been a really fun journey. So just thank you for being there with us.
That's right. I created a resume for you because, like, you could give the YouTube channel for this podcast, which is at Dad Without a Dad on YouTube, and they could see your jokes. I have made like 100 shorts of just your jokes and video game reviews. So you could always throw that for people just to, I don't know, you know, credibility. I don't know what it is.
It's just good to have it. And like, it's like, it's just amazing to show it to my son. Like, it's just awesome. And my daughter, when she's old enough, is going to be amazing. So yeah, so we're going to back all that stuff up and have it, keep it in a secret hard drive, in a cupboard somewhere.
And no, then, yeah. As long as YouTube doesn't delete it, it will be there. Don't worry about it.
Yeah, exactly.
And just to top it all off, so my son knows a lot of people and everybody knows my son, but it's just too funny to see that my son knows who you are, what you do, and knows about you and immediately knows who you are and everything. It's just to show you how close you and I have become, and we're family technically. So yeah, it's pretty special that I'm not saying my son is, you know, popular or anything, but what I'm trying to say is, like, I keep everything personal. And not that many people are like, not that many people, he will be like, oh yeah, your friend, you know. He literally doesn't even say my dad's friend. He knows Andy, and Andy's Andy, and he knows what he does. And, you know, so that's pretty special to see that there. But that's pretty much it. I mean, it's been an amazing 6 years. Any last words?
Just thank you. Thank you for being there with us.
Nice. Let's see, where could people find you, sir?
Oh, yeah. You can find me. I'm still on Twitter or on X at Gaming Goodness. I don't post there as much as I used to. Kind of like being part of this new mindfulness thing. Like, I'm not really on social media as much as I used to be. Yeah, you can find me there. You can also find me on LinkedIn, Facebook, wherever. I'm still about, still doing stuff.
You know what's funny? We started this podcast and for like, I'll say like, we've been doing this for 6 years. For like 5 years and 11 months, I have been saying how much I hate social media. And my new journey is literally digital marketing. So there he goes. Fucking weird. Anyways, 6 years. Andy, I love you, man. Thanks for everything. Shout outs to everybody who listened, who was part of the show. Everything that we do is for our kids. And Ian, I love you, man. Love you. That's all. Thank you. Bye. I forgot to say, we're not doing jokes because Andy has a whole fucking channel dedicated for it.